This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We're going to be starting now, baby.
Jackson Greta on Joy.
Good afternoon. You are here with Jackson Greta. On Joy.
Hello.
Are you okay, Greta?
I am okay. I had a volume.
So you had a volume issue.
I had a volume issue, but I've resolved that.
How's this bloody weather?
Well, I was just listening to Joe. Thank you for the show before, Joe. And I had no idea I was in the bathroom.
It has turned to absolute crud.
We're looking outside and it's very dark all of a sudden.
It's very dark and ominous.
But our show isn't.
Hey. What are we doing?
Oh, Jackie.
Oh, Greta. Tell me everything.
What books? When you have a book and you're not sure where you can read it.
Yeah. You don't know the boundaries of the book. There are book boundaries, people.
Lordy, there are. I'm trying to be a good lesbian for Midsummer. Because we've discovered a few things about my relationship with Midsummer and my sexuality.
Yes.
And this year I'm really trying to commit.
To both. Good on you.
Thank you.
I want to dissect your lesbianism.
Please, we've got 3 hours.
We've got plenty of time.
Let's do it.
And G, would you say as you age, which you are, do you care less or more about what people think about you?
Look, I care less, but there are still some things that I'd like to, there are illusions I'd still like to create.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, like right now I'm wearing a Michael Jackson t-shirt and I'm 30, you know.
That's fine.
And I'm kind of dressed like a 14-year-old boy on his first day at school when you get to wear your own clothes.
Casual clothes day.
Yeah. You know, so do I really care? Probably not.
Yeah. See, I was thinking the other day, I definitely care less with age. But then this morning I was confronted by something that I do care about and I shocked myself.
Go on.
I caught the tram into the city this morning for a meeting. Ordinarily, I would ride my bike, but a bit hot, you know. Don't want to get all sweaty before a meeting, you know. It's not good. So I was like, I'll take my book on the tram and, you know, just get right into it, you know, bust out a few chapters on the way into the CBD. And I thought, can't read this book on the tram. this book can't leave my bedroom.
Oh. A shade of grey?
No, it's not. I'll show you. Do you want to see it?
I'd love to see it.
I'm getting it out of my bag.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
It's this book here.
Oh my. Is this like the modern equivalent of like, I don't know, how to make friends and influence people?
It's called How to Work a Room.
Your essential guide to savvy socialising. And I know it's American because socialising is spelled with
A Z. I don't know.
A national bestseller. What's it like?
Oh, look, it's very fascinating so far. It's all about, you know, when you're at an event, you don't know anyone else there, how to work the room. I'm having to go to a lot more things because of work. I'm going to keep blaming it on work, but really I'm just shy.
Good on you.
Thank you.
You know what we need to bring back into fashion, and particularly for this exact moment. I think it was called Contact. That colourful, solid stuff that you used to cover your school books with.
Yes, and this is why we're friends, Greta. That was the exact thought I had. I was like, is there a hardback on my bookshelf where I can take off the cover and put it over the top of How to Work a Room, like a more sensible, you know, adult book.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Like To Kill a Mockingbird. That would have been a good one. What do you think? Would you have judged me if I was reading How to Work a Room on the tram quite publicly?
Absolutely. We'd probably be talking about it. You wouldn't believe what I saw on the tram today.
What a bloody galah.
I have a bigger problem.
A bigger problem than reading How to Work a Room on a Tram?
I have a bigger book-related problem.
How could that be possible?
It's a book-related embarrassment problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a lot of books in my current apartment because I can't be bothered to move all my books into one space to show people that I can read. Right?
Okay.
So I keep them in my old wardrobe at my parents' house, like a teenager.
Yeah.
But I do have a few in my bedroom. And for the most part, they're quite thoughtful and intellectual, and I look quite...
You fancy, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I am, except for one pile.
Oh, there's a pile.
Mm. I have a pile of self-help books.
Of course you do.
You know, how to manage your day,
mm-hmm.
Buddhism sort of.
Oh, you've diddled in that, have you?
Oh, I diddle through all types of self-help books, yeah? Because this is how I'm going to become the mayor, right? Anyway.
Greta's long-standing theory that she'll one day be mayor.
Yeah, I'm working on it. So one day I'm doing, you know, a good solid tidy of my sort of bookshelf area. And
you're cleaning your room, were you?
Yeah. And there were some ceramics and there were some nice things on the shelf. And I try to keep that part of the room looking really nice. When suddenly I have about 8 books that I don't want people to know that I own. And not that I'm like, not that I have like a rotating door of one night stands or anything, but you don't want a random to come into your room, look at your books and just say self-improvement.
Why would that be bad? Isn't that an admirable quality that you're always looking to improve yourself?
No, I look like someone who's like only takes advice from Oprah's book club or something.
Well, that's what sensible people do.
Who am I kidding?
Yeah.
Know what I've done?
Mm-hmm.
I've turned them all around.
Oh, my God.
So it's just the paper that faces out and all of the spines and covers are hidden.
This is your bedroom, Greta. This is the place you're allowed to have those weird things.
Jackie, I sleep with pyjamas on the hottest night of the year to be ready for anything.
To be ready for what? What do you think's going to happen?
Anything.
For someone to pop by and judge you on your self-help books and then, what, set your house on fire as a result so you have to run out in your pyjamas? What's wrong with you?
I like to be ready. Anyway, one day I'll read all of the books and then...
So you haven't even read them? You've got them, you haven't even read them. Oh, gee. Come on.
The work in progress.
You have such a serious look on your face, Greta. You're listening to Joy with Jax and Greta, and I think that storm is yet to really punch itself right into our atmos. Would you agree?
It's my serious storm face.
Is that what that was? You're like Helen Hunt in Twister.
You know, I used to be an actor.
I do. Yes, I'm aware of this.
And every now and again, I like to practice.
Yeah, good on you.
Thank you.
Mm. You're worried about something.
I'm a bit sad.
So many emotions. You know, you're ready for the storm, but you're a bit depressed as well.
Something happened to me a few weeks, about a week ago, and I never thought it would happen.
Really?
I have this website. This sounds so ridiculous. I have this website that I have been checking every day of my life for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
What could be so... Oh, it's like a news website, I assume.
Sort of. So I used to work in... I still do work in fashion, but I used to work more directly in fashion and trend forecasting.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very important for me to know what celebrities were wearing.
Oh, you don't have a real job.
I do not. I definitely do not have a real job. This is not a drill. And I still check it just out of habit because I find it quite interesting. And the woman who ran it was very insightful and thoughtful and gave me a lot of food for thought. It was a nice light start to the day,
yes,
if you will. The news is always so depressing. It's nice to have something a bit fluffier to go to.
Sure, I understand.
And she does these great end-of-year recaps, you know, who was the best-dressed overall, who was the best-dressed newcomer, who was the best-dressed international star, whatever. So I log back in after sort of Christmas, New Year's break.
After your little break.
Because this is the best time of year, right? All the award shows are happening.
Oh, hell yeah.
The Golden Globes happened today.
They're on right now.
It's right now. So I need it.
Mm.
And other places just do slideshows. I don't want slideshows. I want opinion. Anyway, I still want slideshows, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, you want to see the pretty pictures.
You know I love a high-res image.
Absolutely.
Anyway, I log on and it's a goodbye message.
She's going.
She's gone.
The website's going.
After 7 years, she said, I've had enough. And fair enough, it was a full-time job for her.
Yeah.
And she's decided to pull the plug. I nearly cried.
I was going to say, did you cry?
And then by, like, reflex, I checked it the next day, forgetting.
Thinking maybe she'd changed her mind.
Yes!
Soz, that was a joke, guys. Lol about it.
And even today, I had a quick look.
Because,
like, Jane Fonda looked really great. Cate Blanchett looked really great. I thought maybe she'll just jump on.
She's just, I have to do it.
She's gone.
Are you going to be okay?
No, and I'm also now worried about other websites.
Yes.
Because this is a thing that's going to happen. I was saying during that song, it's like when your favourite cafe closes.
Yeah.
Or gets taken over.
But I feel
and it's
like
never quite the same.
Websites never go, though, do they? Like, the website's not going to can they just close? Can they delete a website? And will it always be there in some way or another? I don't understand the internet.
It's vaguely always there on Google.
Yeah.
But yes, you can delete a website.
Wow.
So I think this particular one will remain, at least for a little while.
Yeah.
But I just think this is something we're all going to have to really deal with in our modern lives.
When the internet dies.
Well, when your favourite website.
You know what website really tickles my fancy? Do you remember the movie Space Jam with Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny?
Wow. Can I just say I'd like to see it again? Because I reckon I saw it when I was, I don't know.
Oh, it's good.
When did it come out?
1996, I want to say.
Mm, okay, so I was, I don't know.
That website, they haven't diddled with that. Warner Brothers has not diddled with the website. They have left that as it was in 1996, but the internet was there, yeah. And it is a magical, magical website. I highly recommend it. Space Jam.
So Space Jam is still there, is still active, and my beautiful website is gone.
I don't check the Space Jam website every morning before reading the news, though. Maybe I should start, though. That'd be a great way to start the day.
I would have put it past you.
See Michael Jordan's smiling face.
Good-looking man.
He was very handsome. Greta, I have a question, not just for you, but for society.
Go.
For everyone.
For everyone.
For everyone listening, all four of you, I want a response to this, okay? Why do we say thank you to bus drivers, but not tram drivers? And I do, mate, I try, you were about to say something and I interrupted you. I try to say thank you to tram drivers.
Because I do say,
yeah,
depends on the model of the tram.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What, so like the newer trams, you're less likely or more likely?
So if you're on like the 96 or the 109, you're less likely because they're those long, slinky, bing, bing, bing trams and you can't get to them.
And they're a bit more covered, I think, in those new ones.
Oh, they're in. It's like a spaceship, right?
Whereas the old ones.
It's a cockpit,
if you will. They've got a bloody window.
Exactly. They've got a window and you could pull it open.
Yes.
Bus drivers are just exposed to the world.
I know, they're just sitting right there next to you, aren't they?
And that's why you have to talk to them.
God, I feel sorry for bus drivers.
I don't like the way buses lurch, but I think that's because I grew up on trams.
Mm.
So trams are so steady. And those really modern buses, you know how they do that, like, drop people who aren't as able to get on, which is great. What, you know, science and stuff.
Oh, that's technology.
But I don't love it. When you're sitting there and suddenly a full lurch happens and you think, oh, we're all going over, aren't we?
You know what I don't like? Buses are not a sexy mode of transport.
Well, they can change route. For a tram to change route, it has to get to a certain junction on its path.
Mm.
A bus, see you later. You could be on your way to Sydney. Doors are locked.
You could be in Adelaide.
And you've got to talk to the driver.
You have to chat to them. Do you have fear of, like, you know, Keanu Reeves jumping on board and Sandra Bullock behind the wheel? No, let me ask you this. This is another question I have for you. If you went on a date and your date said, oh, I just caught the bus here, that turn you on or turn you off?
I dated someone last year who lived a bus away.
Oh!
And it was the most convenient way to get to her.
Mm.
So I became a bus user for 3 months. And then
was the bus the demise of the relationship? I can't catch this bus anymore. I can't do it.
I haven't caught one since. I just quickly, and I mean just quickly, but listen to this. As of May 2014, I'm reading from Wikipedia here because what other website would we use? The network, this is Melbourne's network, consisted of 250 kilometres of track, 493 tramps, rounded up to 500, you guys, 25 routes and 1,763 tram stops. It is the largest urban tramway network in the world.
Well done, Melbourne.
I'm really proud. As future mayor, that warms me inside.
Do you say thank you to your tram driver?
I once had a really hot track, like she was a babe.
Yeah.
And I probably said too many thank yous.
You scrambled your way up to the front.
I did.
Got to chat to this one. Are you thanking your tram driver or is there a reason that you just can't? You're not. We want to know.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.